There is a problem, you know, because telecommunication as a official title, I think, only exists in Spain.
Oh.
It's academic title. Then in most of the country, well, in France, we did like in France, we're going to call telecommunication, also the telecommunication engineer. But in the United Kingdom, there are no telecommunication engineers. Like academic, other profession, yeah. Professional, yeah. They are electrical engineers that made the specialization on communication. But the title is bachelor on electrical engineering or doctor or PhD.
Same in the United States.
In Holland, in the Netherlands, the same situation. In Sweden, in German. So as telecommunication is a title, academic, official degree, there is, I think, only. Maybe I don't know if another country, maybe Switzerland, you know, but in France and in Spain, not at all. But one is one thing is the official degree or title, and another is the most of the electrical engineers that go through the telecommunication or computers and are equivalent to telecommunication. I think in Europe there is a problem between these. In fact, we are now engaged in trying to construct what we call the European Space of Higher Education. It was in Bologna 3 years ago, was a declaration of 20-30 Ministers of Education of European countries, just to say, okay, the European system of higher education, of universities, is losing a lot of competitivity. International competitivity in this globalization era with the United States, from Canada, and with Australia. Because of the situation is very confused situation. In each country there's some kind of degrees, there are different, some kind of measuring the teaching, the convalidation, homologation. It's difficult for the people coming from Southeast Africa or from Argentina to Europe. It's more easy to understand the system of the United States that the system of Europe. Even between the mobility between people from France to Italy, United Kingdom, Germany, is difficult because you have to try to convalidate this is equivalent to this. A bachelor in engineering, what is equivalent to a bachelor in engineering in the United Kingdom? Is equivalent to ingeniero superior or is equivalent to ingeniero técnico? You know, depends. And the licencié francés is equivalent to, a licenciado español who is equivalent to a diplomado español. So this is a very confused situation. They are worried in Europe, the Minister of Education, about the try to convert in for the years for the 2010 try to change the national system to go in the direction that the declaration of Bologna said. And what Bologna said, simplifying, is you have to start to establish a degree system which is based on the bachelor degree as a graduate, the first graduation, and a title that has relevance for the market, for the laboral market, and then a master or doctorate.
I see.
And we are working, yesterday I was giving a conference about this this problem of Bologna, because it's going to be very difficult. Countries are very very proud of his heritage, the tradition of his history, and especially the French people, etc. do not want to change a great professional implication, use the tradition, etc. So, but we are working now to try to change to a system. For example, there are no two engineers in Spain. One of the proposals, but it's going to be difficult to accept. There is no ingeniero técnico, 3-year engineer and 5-year engineer. We are going to do a 4-year engineer with a system of credits, like in a bachelor, equivalent to a bachelor of engineering, you know, not two, just one, and then master or a doctorate. This is the way we are doing now, just now, because of Bologna declaration.